Now consider this. On average, 18 veterans from all branches of the military commit suicide every day in America, and veterans are now believed to comprise roughly a quarter of the country's entire homeless population.
I pledge allegiance to the flag.
Sobering statistics that form the backdrop of a veterans forum held in this crowded room at the American Legion Post in Inglewood. The event was the public's first glimpse at a report dubbed Better Serving Those Who Have Served, which was written after a series of task forces back in August convened by Senator Michael Bennet.
I'm absolutely convinced that if we follow up on the recommendations in this report, that it doesn't sit on a shelf someplace collecting dust, we will be able to say at the end of all this work together that Colorado is the best place for a veteran to call home.
Well, to that end, the report lists a number of proposed policy changes, including programs that aim to better train vets for the workforce, more efficiently streamline access to VA benefits, and a bill that Senator Bennet plans to introduce this week to create a National Veterans Foundation, modeled after the fundraising goals of the existing public-private National Parks Foundation.
1% of our country is currently serving in the military, meaning 1% of our country has borne 100% of the fighting in Iraq and Afghanistan. It's time to make sure the other 99% of us are fully supporting all of you as we wind down these wars.
There's every indication that the challenges outlined in this report will be amplified by two key looming dates: the end of this year, when President Obama has pledged to withdraw all combat troops from Iraq, and the end of 2014, when a similar effort is to be completed in Afghanistan. Now, veterans have always faced huge challenges returning home, but perhaps never as great as the present, says Bill Conroy, the head of the Colorado Division of Veterans Affairs.
They're coming home to very little jobs and an education system that, quite frankly, is not going to work for a lot of them.
Conroy wants to see more veterans representatives on college campuses, as well as more congressional oversight on for-profit online colleges. Many vets have turned to those institutions as a source of training and support, but have also racked up enormous debt and still don't have jobs.
Those are going to be our new young homeless unless we, again, be proactive, I think.
And the message resonated with veterans in this crowd like John Wall. In 2007, he was injured in a roadside blast outside Baghdad. He successfully had two discs replaced in his back, but today he's still grappling with traumatic brain injury and post-traumatic stress disorder.
I see a lot of hope in that report. Still have some questions.
Wall works for a Colorado Springs-based nonprofit called LifeQuest Transitions, which helps wounded veterans recover and transition to life beyond the military. He says the report could do more to address problems veterans are facing with potential employers. That is, he says, employers who may not know enough about PTSD or TBI. And
I think one thing that we're struggling with is the fact that soldiers are not prepared for an aggressive job market, for, you know, having to fight for these positions.
Still, Wall says he's hopeful the action items listed in the report will in fact be acted on. The current divided Congress is no doubt one of the biggest obstacles to this. Senator Bennet addressed this cloud of uncertainty in an interview after the forum.
We're not going to wait for the Congress to pass legislation. We're going to start moving ahead on the recommendations that have been made in this report.
Senator, how much in the report do you see as stuff that you can actually get done without the Congress that you talked about?
I think it's a great question, and there are things that in there that can be done administratively.
Bennet, who supports President Obama's troop withdrawal plan, says he'll immediately lobby the president for administrative changes to the Transition Assistance, or TAP, program, which he says needs to be streamlined so that soldiers have an easier time adapting to private sector jobs. For KUNC, I'm Kirk Sigler.